to the Agroforestry Resource Center. Here at the Agroforestry Resource Center, we care very much about our natural landscape, especially our forests, and we try our best to teach people about the ways that the land and water interact and how what we do with our land affects our water, and how forests are very important ecologically, and they're very important to us in many ways, not limited to habitat for wildlife, oxygen for people and animals, and they're also very important to water quality. I thought about it, and I thought that I probably should have called this program tonight The Sounds of Spring, because one of the things that I love about springtime is after the long, cold winter, when it's pretty much silent, all of a sudden it seems like overnight the world becomes alive with sound. And especially in the evening in the springtime, you can go out and learn all sorts of things about nature just by using your ears. Tonight we're going to spend most of our time over across the road at the Siusla Model Forest. It is a New York City Department of Environmental Protection model forest where we teach about forest management and forest and water quality. And tonight particularly we're going to be looking for wildlife, but we're also going to be listening for wildlife, especially for frogs. Frogs are a type of amphibian. Amphibian means double life, and they're called that because they tend to have a double life, one part of their life in water and one part of their life on land. So we can look and find frogs and toads and salamanders on land, but we can also explore water, which is my favorite thing to do, and find them in the water in different stages of their life. And I happen to know a spot over across the road where there are a whole bunch of tadpoles, which are baby frogs. And hopefully we'll get up close and personal with them and get a very close look at them tonight. And then probably a little after 8, we're going to start hearing frogs. And we can spend some time trying to identify the animals that we're hearing. Yep.
At a pond today, I actually was trying to catch a frog, and I didn't have a net. I just had a stick, so I was trying to scare it onto the land. And it peeked, and I went up, and it got away, so I went looking for another, and one jumped away, and I didn't even see it, and I heard another peek.
Very interesting. How big was the frog?
The one that I saw was like this big. We've caught bullfrogs.
Have you? Well, I'm gonna talk a little bit about some of the frogs that we might encounter here tonight or possibly see. And the fact that you said peep made me think of spring peepers, but spring peepers are very, very, very tiny.
I've caught peepers.
Have you caught peepers before? Mm-hmm. About how big are they?
About an inch at the largest.
An inch at the largest. Have you caught one before, Maddie? Really small, right? Like almost maybe a little bigger, maybe around the size of my thumb.
Yeah.
Did you want to say something?
Yeah, I've caught a frog this big.
Whoa, where were you?
Frogs don't go that big.
Where?
That's how
you know. It was Norton Hill. So, Jane, thinking of a bullfrog, and bullfrogs only get this big.
All right, we're getting into frog stories now. Okay, so like I said, I don't want to spend the whole evening indoors. So I just want to show you guys a few frogs and listen to a few frogs to kind of get us primed for what we're going to be looking and listening for, because we might do some catching, but we're mostly going to be looking and listening. And this is a spring peeper. I'll make this bigger just for a second, and then I want to also let you hear what it sounds like. I bet everybody here has heard a spring peeper before, right? Mm-hmm. So one of the ways that we identify spring peepers are that X on their back. Can you see it there? Looks like an X right there. And they are actually a kind of tree frog. So, and they are very, very easy to hear, especially at this time of year, and very, very hard to see. So I'm impressed that you guys have caught them before, because it's hard enough just to find where they are, much less catch them.
I have, actually, the peepers that I find are on the ground, under logs.
Yeah, sometimes in the summertime, you'll find them in the woods, just hopping around in the woods. This time of year, you'll definitely hear them around water, because this is their breeding season. Yep, Maddie?
The reason that I caught the twin peepers is because we have like this well in our window that farms always get go into, and salamanders too, and we rescue them. And so I caught a few spring peepers in there.
That's cool. And I have to say that most of the time that I handle amphibians, it's because I'm rescuing them. I always am delighted to, a rainy night, I will go out to move salamanders across the road. Uh-huh. I will, and that is one of the only times I actually pick them up. So I frequently will catch tadpoles out of a pond if we're doing a pond study with a net, and occasionally catch a frog or two, but for the most part I observe them, and I always think that it's really interesting to watch what an animal is doing without me interfering, because I learn a lot more about it, because it's going about its natural way of life, whereas like when we just caught that toad and put it in the bucket, it just was panicked the whole time. So I like doing rescue stuff too. So I wanted to show you guys this website. This is it's a USGS website, and there is actually a frog monitoring program where you go out at night and you listen for frogs. And in order for the USGS to know that the information that you're providing to them is accurate, they want to know that you can identify accurately what you're listening to. So they created this website with a quiz, but then you can also go right to the frog call lookup right there, and you can actually choose the different kinds of animals you want to listen to. So I had already gotten spring peeper up so we could hear what a spring peeper sounds like. If it cooperates with me. Probably over at the pond, we'll start to hear that. Now, right outside the door here, somewhere, we have a gray tree frog that's living right here, somewhere around our building, and we hear it quite frequently. And gray tree frogs can change their color. They're obviously also a tree frog, and they have like suction cup feet. Have you guys seen them before? Sometimes you find them clinging to the side of your house, or hiding underneath a shutter. I had some that lived underneath the shutter of my house. And they have a really neat kind of trilly noise. And we'll look them up and I can show you how you look up different frogs. So you just get to the Frog Call lookup page, and then you just take this drop-down menu and you find the frog you're looking for. And you click submit, and there we go. Oops, that's not the one I wanted, though. So this is a whole national database. So we might want to tell them we're in New York. All right, let's listen to this. Have you guys heard that one before?
Mm-hmm. No. That's what we hear best, I think, at our place.
Hopefully we'll hear that one tonight, too. And then we'll listen to a couple more. wood frogs. I'm not. Those are a frog that they kind of make a quacking sound. It sounds like a duck quacking. They are one of their. Everybody says that the spring peepers are the first frogs that you hear in the springtime, but I actually always listen for the wood frogs as the first frog that I hear in the springtime. Do you guys want to listen to that one? We won't hear it tonight, but we can listen to it on the frog call lookup.
Wood frogs only speak early?
Yes. And they don't speak for very long. Like we think of peepers, I think that peepers have been heard every time of year. You heard that? Sounds like a whole bunch of ducks to me. What does it sound like to you? Like rain?
Okay.
Yeah, it's very, very brief. Okay, a couple more and then we'll get outside. We might hear a green frog tonight.
Really?
Green frogs are green.
Mm-hmm.
And
they live up to their name.
Yep, they do live up to their name. I think that's a very good point. We find them a lot in ponds. Oftentimes you'll see them floating in a pond. Yep. You want to ask me something or say something?
Actually, that's the kind of frog that I see around where I live.
Is it? Do you want to hear what it sounds like? You probably know, right?
Can you make the noise of what it sounds like? No? That's what it is.
Rendition.
Hey.
You sounded like one.
You sounded just like a green frog, I would say.
She did sound like one, didn't she?
It sounds like a guitar or something.
Sometimes people say it sounds like plucking a banjo string.
Or a rubber band.
Mm-hmm. Green frog sounds that great, I don't think.
I think it sounds cool. Or I like green it, frog. But it just doesn't sound very musical.
I think it sounds mainly like household items.
I'm just going to play the American toad also because there's one in that little pond. That's what we were looking at when you guys pulled up.
And I have definitely heard bullfrogs.
You've heard bullfrogs when they were playing?
Yeah.
I think I just heard
one. I thought I just heard
it the whole time. I think it might be is it the website or something?
Well, there's been an American toad out here. I mean, there's been a toad calling.
Huh.
So
it's been going on the whole time we've been in here. I thought it might be the website. Like at the background music.
Oops. Okay, so.
Maybe there's one in the office.
Maybe one moved in.
It's better than mine.
Maybe it's the mascot.
Boofus American.
Yeah. I love that sound.
I've made recordings of our house that sound exactly like this. This is like July or August or...
You'll hear them now.
Oh, you will?
But they will call like well into the warmer months.
We definitely hear that at our house.
Alright, and we'll listen to the bullfrog too. Yeah, I was gonna say that's a on this are in the field, so you hear all these other sounds too that you have to
I
think.
I definitely heard the bird, but I didn't hear the bullfrog before.
You haven't heard the bullfrog before? Well, good. I don't think we'll hear that tonight, but at least you got to hear it on the computer.
I heard it last night.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
You might have. Okay, so, and if you I didn't even know the web address here, I just put in frog quiz, or NAAMP frog, and you can get to the site and start listening to frog calls to your heart's content. But without further ado, let's get out there, because the frogs are going to be calling soon. Not that I know of.
At this particular point in time, the grounds here are open when our offices are open. We're frequently open on Saturdays that we're hosting programs, but we're also open during the day, during the week, from 8:30 to 4:30. We just ask that you check in with us, and we'll provide you a map. And the map will give you some information as well as let you know where you're going over here. We are just installing this wheelchair accessible trail that can bring people of all abilities down to our ponds. We're going to spend some time at the pond today. There are two ponds down there. And also along the wheelchair accessible trail, there is a tree trail. There are little plaques on the trees that identify what type of tree they are and give you some information about that tree and its importance to people and wildlife. So you can come take a leisurely walk here and learn your trees without having an educator by your side. I'm going to ask us for now to stay off of this trail because it's not completed. So we're probably just best to stay off it till it's finished. Like I was saying, that I love to look, and there are a lot of fish in this pond that will actually, they're curious about us as well. So if we keep our eye on the...
And on this bridge over there, there's a lot of fish over there.
Yeah, we can stop on the bridge.
Something's over there.
Yeah, something's right. Something's making all those...
Something just
right
jumped,
there.
Yeah.
I want to see that went
on. Like a hermit thrush?
No, that was a black spot on the side.
Hey, I think that's a net spider.
Okay.
Net spider stops the net. Right in something just jumped there.
There are some flies over here. The snail shells actually in the dirty mud.
Oh, yeah.
And the one by that blade of grass is moving.
Three or four of them right there.
Cool.
Super snails or something.
Very nice spot too, aren't they?
Yeah. We've had some nice ones there.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a fish right there that just came up. It really, all the fish are just swimming away from us.
I caught a 13-inch one here before.
Pretty good. We haven't gone fishing for a long time. Right?
I found a feather. I found a feather, Mom. I found a feather.
Wow. Oh, there's a lot of geese.
They're everywhere.
Where are these feathers from?
Okay, we said there were geese around the ponds usually. They're from geese. They're like big ducks.
There are also turtles in here. There are painted turtles.
You want to see the big fish?
I do.
This is how big it is.
Wow. That's really
how big it is.
I just heard that was a bullfrog.
Green frog.
I think it was a green frog.
Well,
here's
a ladder.
I think it was a bullfrog.
It seems so low pitched. There's a bird.
Do you know that those guys? You're hearing it singing before, but now it's starting. See, there it is, flying over to the pine tree, and it's mad at us.
One's invading on another blackbird's territory. It won't have its. Sounds like something to
do. Yeah, that's a big ripple too.
There's a frog.
There we go. It's a green frog. I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
I think that's a good spot for frog looking. Oh, now it's really starting to have a few things to do.
Look, blackbird.
And there's our red-winged blackbird yelling at us.
Oh, hey, I think there's a turtle there.
Could be.
Where?
My mom caught a snappy trout. It was a kiddie fishing pool.
Oof.
Yeah, she hooked a snake while playing with it with a fishing pole.
She's a frog.
So there goes the stealthy hunter who is a bright, highlighted orange bobber.
Let's take a look in the other pond too. That pond's very clear. At least it was yesterday.
Hopefully it's clear today.
The water is really
murky. Usually the geese are over by here.
There's a lot of fish
right
here and a pretty big one.
Whoa,
look at these.
Mom, I saw a really big one like this. I've been here in Florida.
I even saw two bass.
I saw a really big one.
Yes, probably.
Wow,
yes. You're here all by yourself,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Where?
Amazing.
No,
I see it, yeah.
Yep,
yeah, right there.
It just went under, Sid. It was by that last
molly
pool.
Yeah, the whole thing, Mom.
You saw it?
Right.
Wait, there are
bass
in here. Yep.
And you can actually fish. You can actually fish as long as you
catch and release, yep. Definitely have some black rat snakes here, but I've not seen any water snakes in these ponds.
Black rat snakes are colonial.
They are, but they're big, so people are afraid of them.
I see
my fish and see them. We have some. We have one fish that's got him knocked on. And I haven't seen any snapping turtles in these ponds. Just the painted turtles.
We have a really big one.
Yeah.
Are. I caught a picture of him the other day walking across the grass.
Uh-huh.
Every year I'll find him at one point walking across the grass sometime. But he stays in the water, I think, most of the time. But he's like this big.
Wow. I have a snapping turtle that for the past 2 years she's come into my garden and laid her eggs. And then I, you know, block it all off and don't mow that spot. And it's so neat. And then in the, you know, late summer, fall, I find these little tiny snapping turtles.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. You're good at finding spiders. I hear some crickets.
Find it too.
There's another one just flying.
It's not dragon.
Oh, good body.
Well, the ants are doing their thing with it.
There is a nest right here, and it had chicks in it.
Oh, you think that makes sense? Probably.
This is pretty.
Yeah. Oh, look at the iris.
Make sure you look
it's
back.
Very
at
beautiful.
So I want to bring you guys over to that spot where I said there were a ton of tadpoles, and see if we can get a few to take a closer look at.
All right.
Pesticides don't attack
tadpoles.
Well,
I'm going to do it. Not for you, Dad. I just want to say a few things about something called a vernal pool. A vernal pool, or an ephemeral pool, or a seasonal pool, is if you encounter one in the woods, you might just think that you're seeing a puddle in the woods. And you are basically seeing a puddle in the woods. It's a depression in the woods that fills up with the spring rains and snow melt. And then it dries out in the summertime when it's more drier conditions. But they're, and you wouldn't think it's much of anything if you come across it, but they're actually extremely important breeding grounds for amphibians. If a pool dries out in the summertime, then fish can't live in it, and fish like to eat amphibian eggs. So salamanders and some frogs actually lay their eggs in vernal pools, and the young are ready to go onto land by the time the vernal pool dries up. So this spot right here is not actually a vernal pool. These ponds were dug. They were created about 35 or 40 years ago. And this is this little pothole here is being fed from the overflow from the ponds. So it doesn't actually dry out. It usually has water in it year round, but there are no fish in it. So the amphibians use it as a breeding spot. And we were here, and in a minute I'll show you guys these books that are really great for identifying eggs, as well as different insects and reptiles and amphibians. And when we were here earlier in the spring, a friend of mine who really is very good, she's a reptile and amphibian rehabilitator, she could just look down and recognize that we had the wood frog eggs, and the wood frog was the frog that I said early. Yeah, exactly. Early in the springtime. And we also had spotted salamander eggs.
Oh,
which is really exciting because spotted salamanders are nocturnal. You don't normally see them unless you're somebody that likes to go out on the first rainy night in the springtime when they're moving towards the vernal pools to look for them. So it was really exciting to see their eggs in our pool. Yep.
Are the spotted salamanders the orange salamanders with the spots? Because I've seen those.
That's a very good question, and in a minute
They like to be damp places under leaves. I found them near some steps.
Did you?
Yeah.
What do you think those are?
The black salamanders with yellow spots.
Yep, spotted salamanders are big. They're like this big, and they're. And they have yellow spots, and there's ones with blue spots also.
Whoa.
But the ones that you're talking about are super cool. Those are,
they're really common.
Yeah, they're, you see them frequently, and those are eastern newts. And it's the red eft stage of their life, which is the little kid stage of their life. And they're born in water. Their eggs, the parents lay eggs in water, and then they're born in water. And then they come out and live on land. And when they become adults, they return to the water. But when we see them when they're little, they're that orange color with the red dots. And then when they're adults, they're kind of an olive color, but they still have the red dots.
There's something in there splashing.
I think
that was a rock that just went in.
Oh, yeah, she's not going to throw anymore.
There's tons of things moving in there.
This is a little steep to get down here, so I'm just going to get down there and see if I can come up with tadpoles for you guys, okay?
Can I go?
I think that...
Yeah,
if they don't go, you stay too.
How do you feel about them going down there?
I'd let them go.
Okay.
If
mom and dad say it's okay,
wet, so I don't really care.
I can take my socks off.
There are.
Don't worry about it, Jack.
Did you
want to get down?
Step on it, did I? Just trying to find a way that's not too deep. Like I said, I just like to sit and look for a minute.
Jumping over there.
When the sun is shining on here, it's incredible what you can see.
You can see over this way.
Don't scare everything, Sid. And be careful. Those pine needles are slippery.
I see a frog.
Do you?
Yeah. Don't be so loud or else you're going to scare the frog.
Sid.
Don't scare
him.
It's really slippery down there, so.
Nice pointer. You got a pointing stick.
Oops.
Okay, just put my hand in, you can go really close.
Oops.
See, it's slippery, I
told you. Oh, I see it. It's just sticking its head up right there, right? And it's pretty small.
Go through the rock in this time.
Should we see if we can get it in our... I only have this little tiny bucket.
So we can basically just...
Can I try and get it over there?
Hold on, don't poke them. We're going to try to get them in there.
What is it?
A frog.
It looks like... Whoa, that was fast.
I snapped.
It looked like a small green frog, but I couldn't...
I think it was a green frog.
It was green. That's
weird. The bullfrogs and the green frogs look a lot alike, so it can sometimes be hard to tell them apart if you don't have them in your hand or hear them.
Tadpoles over here.
Okay. Oh my goodness, if the light is correct, if you can get the light right, there are just a ton of tadpoles everywhere. There's a ton of them right here. Okay.
Look how many.
Oh my goodness, let's see. Look at this.
Can I see?
Stand right
I know, isn't it so cool?
The tadpoles are going poopy in the container.
No wonder there's so much water movement.
Yeah, because they're just right under the surface.
Whoa, look at all of them. Those are the water
bottles.
I thought for a second, that's not good. Can you see them right there? You just have to get the right angle of the light.
Yeah,
and there's
incredible.
Thousands of them. So, that's a lot of ants.
Whoa.
Whoopsies.
So when you, my tip about turning over rocks or picking up down limbs or down trees is to try to put them back the way you found them.
Are you listening, Sid?
I hate it.
Someone threw a rock
and
did you hear what Liz said?
They creep you out.
Yeah.
She said if you pick up a piece of wood or a rock, that you need to put it back where you found it.
Does anybody want to look at the... I don't think Echo saw these guys.
Echo.
Call that home.
Echo.
Oh, yeah, I can see it. You want to see the tadpoles?
Did you want to see some tadpoles?
Echo, look in there.
Here, look right here.
They're tiny ones.
They are tiny ones.
Poopy.
See how they have little tails?
Really?
They have little tails and...
What else do you see, Echo? Do you see any arms and legs?
See if they have any legs.
Look at them all. Whoa.
I think they're the wood frog tadpoles because they're
hey,
so well developed right
here.
Now.
Hey, you can see them over here. You can see them. If you look closely, you can see them right there. You can see their white bellies. See them? Right in that little area. That that thing of muck is actually pointing to him. Mom, you see all the tadpoles? That thing of muck is pointing towards him.
Awesome.
They're
yeah.
making all their ripples.
And all the ripples on the water are being caused by tadpoles.
Or water skimmers.
I don't see any water striders, though, do you?
I saw some tadpoles.
I see tons of tadpoles.
I saw a couple water striders before. Like, there's one right there.
Yep, I see that one.
Whoa,
who was that?
Let me see if I can take a picture. Can you hold onto mommy's leg?
I'm a tadpole.
Do you want to look at these guys again, Echo?
She just caught those in that container.
See, they just, they were right in there, and I just caught them.
Echo, do you see them? Do you see all those ripples? That thingamabob's pointing towards a lot.
Wow.
See, Mom? There's the... Oh, and from here you can see, wow, look at
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
The light's perfect right here.
See some?
Oops, careful.
You see some
stand here and then look right there and you can see a ton.
Oh my goodness, there's so many.
Right there. There's
I think
Whoa.
So.
What's the lifespan of this kind of frog or frogs in general?
Hey, from here you
frogs can live
2 years
to metamorphose. Yep. Yeah. But
from here you can see them even better.
I don't know. I don't know that the answer to that.
There's like these
from here you can see them even better. See them
right there.
How many do you think are in there? Thousands, huh?
I think
like 5,000.
Yeah.
Like, really
big
every year,
but I think
probably
10,000 at least.
Mm-hmm. Echo, are you getting the mosquito bites?
I think they would at least live several years, but I don't know whether they live as much as 5 years or not. I mean, you figure if they're 2 years in the tadpole stage, they probably have a couple years because they do overwinter.
Don't there a rock or more roots around the bottom keep on falling up.
To give yourself footing?
Yeah.
So I'll let these guys go.
Can I let them go?
Sure. Just gently, try to gently put them in and not dump them.
There's a nice small earring right here.
That looks good. Thank you. I know the mosquitoes are starting.
Echo, is this your brother?
Okay, you want to ride on Daddy's back?
Yeah!
I'll give you some help looking under things.
So, all this area here where we have all these rotting birch logs might be a good spot to look for salamanders. And we have to remember that you got one? That's okay. Here we go. Okay.
Put the rock back on.
Open that, will you?
Oh, you got it?
Yep.
Okay. There's still some moisture.
Now, does anybody, can anybody find a few leaves that, and maybe we'll get them a little bit moist?
Oh, yay! I found a salamander!
Nice, nice, really good finding. Yeah. We want to keep this salamander moist because this is a redback salamander.
That's the kind that I usually see.
Is it?
Yeah.
And these guys actually breathe through their skin.
That's
so this is one of the things
the
this is one of the things I want to say about handling salamanders. You really should try to keep them moist. Either your hand, you should make sure your hands don't have any chemicals on them and that they're moist if you're going to handle them, because if these guys dry out, they can't breathe. So we want to make sure that they not hold them for too long and make sure that they stay nice and moist. They kind of have a mucousy slime on their skin, and that protects them and helps them, so we don't want to dry that out.
What are you taking pictures for?
For the website.
Cool.
These guys are very, very common and abundant in our eastern forests. They're called a redback salamander.
Huh?
Give them, okay.
I don't know if the kids need any.
No, I sprayed.
Wow. We should let Echo sit. Did you see this guy, Echo?
I saw it, Echo.
Did you see this guy?
I did see it.
Okay. I want to make sure everybody sees him before I put him back underneath this rock. She's like, yes. Does anybody want to see this salamander before I let it go?
Oh, I do.
Echo, now if you put a pick the rock up, you got to put it back down where you found it. I know, but you didn't find one there, so you put the rock back and look up under a different rock.
That's it's a salamander house. So just like you like to keep your house neat, then you put the rock back down for the salamander.
There you go.
Good job, huh?
Sure.
Why don't you put it back on?
Very good, Echo.
Got another one?
This is pretty easy right now. I don't think the leaves are very shiny when it first comes out.
I
don't see any here.
I was going to say, I don't think we have a lot of poison ivy here,
no,
but...
I
tell you, I picked blackberries one weekend, there was none. The next week, I didn't look.
It's out already.
I was coated with it.
I
all it was
patch,
was one week in between, because I was like, oh, there was none last week, and I just started picking them.
You were covered.
Everywhere.
That's another
all
one?
All over my legs was awful. Yeah.
I had a couple spots on my arm, but
go.
I don't know if they actually found another one. I think maybe
I know, but the rock you're on has a hole kind of like right underneath.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
So there's something in there.
There's something in there.
That would give me a little hole. And down here, too. But I'm not going to disturb it because I don't want to find out what's coming out of that hole. That's bigger than a salamander.
Yeah.
That's what I always tell my kids. Don't put your arm in there. Get away from it.
Look under this piece of wood here. This piece of wood.
They tend to be under the larger thing.
Yeah.
Ow! It's talking to the head.
It's so cool when you move up. Yeah, definitely check for ticks. So we're just going to very carefully move back the rotted log. You found something on that stick?
No, Timmy says he found something.
Okay, we'll go look. And I try to just then look underneath, see if I see anything moving, and always just turn it back the way I found it.
Sometimes they don't move, though, because they're scared too much.
That's true. And the light's fading, so it's hard to see whether if there is something still.
Hey, this is pretty deep.
Can we move this together?
Yeah. Oh, you have to move that big thing.
You know what? This big one is laying on top of it. It's going to be hard to move this one.
This is one of the...
What'd you find?
My
mushroom. Like a shelf mushroom. That's an interesting one. What'd you find, sir? He just found a little shelf mushroom that was probably... Mushrooms are decomposers. They're helping to decompose... This white birch that fell down.
I think they went to bed already. Maybe
so did somebody donate this land? The Rasmussen family. And they still live on the property.
Come back and
Eric is a forester.
Mm-hmm.
And he ran Lang's Groveside, okay. And managed this. It's 142 acres that they donated to Cornell Cooperative Extension of Greene County, and he managed it as a sustainably harvested forest for about 50 years. So. Got anything under there, Andy?
Is that a recorder?
No, it's very dry. Surprisingly dry.
It is surprisingly dry. Be careful, Sid.
They're not here.
It rained a lot earlier in the week, but it dried out quick, it seemed like.
Yeah, I think this part probably kind of runs off here a little, too. It's probably further down, lower down more.
So I want to head back over to the lean-to and share a book with you guys. I love to learn things out in the woods, and you can learn a lot from other people. But you can also learn a lot from books. Books can teach us things in almost any context of our lives. So I want to show you this really cool field guide.
Uh-huh. Excuse me?
Yep.
I think I just heard something.
You think you heard something or saw something? Woodbrush calling?
Sid, you can't raise your hand from that distance. What?
A couple of them.
If you listen over in that direction, It always sounds like bells to me, that the sound of this bird, kind of that way. Yeah. And you hear one over there as well?
Yeah.
Sid, what'd you find?
I love that sound. That's one of my
very
favorite
pretty.
Sounds of summer.
It's the best. It's a very brown, nondescript. Not very exciting looking bird, really.
Yeah.
And you hardly ever see him.
I was going to say, it's another one that you don't necessarily see, but it's a wonderful sound of the summertime in the Northeast.
Here come the gray tree frog.
Yeah.
That was it? There you go.
Just back of us over here.
Yeah,
so let's
are.
Head back over to the lean-to for a little bit, and we're going to look at these books, and I think the frogs are getting ready to start.
The word is spreading throughout the forest that there's fresh human blood available. Mosquitoes are coming in.
There they are.
I see that. Could be a good
roof
for a salamander house.
Frogs could go like on it.
Sounds like he's like 50 feet up in the air.
Where are we? It's a nice frog. Oh, it's a nice frog because look, it's
Sayusla.
I can't pronounce it.
Sayusla. And Sayusla means land of the faraway river. It's a northwestern Native American word. They are referring to the Columbia River. Mm. And here, this used to be the Sayusla tree farm. and Eric Rasmussen was referring to the Hudson River when he named it Sayusla.
Did you listen? That was the answer to your question.
And I, you know, do you guys think we'd have much of a chance if we all stood here with binoculars to see those gray tree frogs that we're hearing right now? What do you think? Do you think we can do gray tree frog watching, like bird watching? I think we'd be pretty unlikely, right? Because they can blend, they can actually change the color of their skin to blend in and camouflage themselves.
Unless you have super x-ray vision.
If you have super x-ray vision, you might have a chance.
And those poplars are aspens. Is that a poplar or an aspen?
An aspen's a poplar.
They're perfect for the gray tree.
Yeah, they are. All right, let me grab my books. Yeah, you're tired, and I've been lugging these heavy books around. You can bring that over. Actually, I don't want to leave that there. Can you bring that over with you? Okay.
That's the robin. What's the sound they make for you in bed?
These I can't give you these, but I can. I can thank you. Show them to you, and you might want to have one someday. And I can tell you how to get it. Actually, in the back of these books is how to get it. So this is called A Field Guide to the Animals of Vernal Pools. And these animals in this book are not just animals that you would find in vernal pools. You find them in woodland and wet conditions, like ponds or even sometimes in dry woods. And I think this book is really great because it has photographs. And it starts with photographs of egg masses that you might find. So if you like to look in water and you notice eggs and you're like, what kind of egg is that? This is a great book because you can actually look at the photograph and try to match the photograph in the book with...
I got that.
Yes, and you just found... Excellent. You just found the...
tadpoles, that's right.
He found the redback salamander.
Oh, this one?
Yep, what page is that?
Page 43.
Okay, so page 43, and we can look all and learn all about that particular salamander
snakes
that we just found. We have our first peeper came to the party.
Mm-hmm. Look, I'm peeping. Hold up.
Peep, 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 peep. It's a lone spring peeper, and it sounds like it's over there.
It sounds like it's over there.
It sounds like it's over there, but...
Oh.
Maybe it sounds right. Like it's everywhere.
It seems to make more sense if it were over there.
Oh, okay.
I hear it in this.
And so,
I just heard a woodcock, too.
I saw one of these. Flying around.
You did see one of those damselflies.
I saw
it. I was with you.
Oh, yeah? I might be able to get one to land on my stick.
So do you guys know that damselflies live in the water in the immature stage of their life, and then they become flying insects as adults?
Yep. Yeah. They're so just you like can dragonflies.
Yep, dragonflies and damselflies.
My teacher
they're just
found
a smaller version of dragonflies.
A giant water bug?
Yeah, my teacher found one.
Wow.
I've been stung by one.
Once I found one with eggs all over its back.
I found one just laying near my mail place and I brought it home. It's in flower.
Really?
Somewhere. Remember?
Where?
In a flower pot.
One of them.
29 is all about splayed foot toad.
Spadefoot toad. So yeah, each page has a couple of animals. Okay, then what do you want
to?
And you
there.
See what the thing that's really cool same about the American toad? Look at what their
they're
eggs look like.
I think we saw
their
these.
Eggs. We did see some snails. I don't know.
Like
we'd have to look
them.
More closely at one of those snails to see if it's that
there's
particular type
right
of snails.
Over there.
But that's what I think is so exciting about this book, is you can actually look at them closely, and then when you find them in the field, you can be pretty sure that you're identifying things correctly.
Snails.
Did you?
Yeah, right here. I grabbed it by them.
So here's your newt, too. Here's your eastern newt that you were talking about. That is page 40 and 41. Oh, did you bring it over?
No.
No.
You want
no.
To?
That's okay.
Can I?
I found an acorn through a bag.
Oh, I thought you had a Well, it's getting pretty dark to actually find those.
I found
it.
It's
right there.
I bring
it over.
Cindy, you have bug spray on your hands, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I bring it over?
Here, I might be able to.
Use your poking stick?
I'm going to poke it to death, maybe.
Every naturalist needs a good poking stick.
Very gentle with this.
I usually use sticks.
You do? What if you found like a dead fish or something?
Then I would use it.
Yeah, then you'd use a stick to poke. Or if you found scat, you know what scat is?
Yeah. Yes. Me too.
Yeah, I use a stick if I'm gonna investigate scat.
Yeah.
I don't wanna touch
that
stuff.
With two
what the heck is that?
Wow, I usually just poke it.
What's that? What's that?
I don't know.
I don't know, is that the same thing they're looking at? Frog egg masses. That's a bunch of frog eggs.
You know what I found before?
Oh, you know what it is? It's a dried out vernal pool. And I think it's some creatures that didn't metamorphose by the time the pool dried out.
What is that?
This one, it's on page 7.
So they're just going to become fossils.
So I just learned that from reading the caption. Sounded a bit like...
Yep.
I found
once we went to North and South Lake as a field trip before, and we were looking in the water, and we found like these tadpoles, but I looked at them, and they had like catfish-looking whiskers and stuff on them. They were this big.
Uh-huh.
And I said, those must be catfish. And when we went the next time, they weren't there. There was tons of them one time.
And they were really little? Were they adorable? I think little tiny catfish are so adorable. And do they have white bellies? Did you look at their belly at all?
No, they didn't have white bellies. They were just all black and they had like catfish.
I think the paper stuff
looking barbels?
I see them.
It's
just started again.
That one's definitely over there.
Sounds like a huge tadpole.
I
almost thought it was a snake. This big long tail. It was nasty.
And they can take more than a year. Like, they can stay in the pond in the tadpole form for a couple of years
before
they...
Really?